the New York Philharmonic. From Avery Fisher Hall in New York City's Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts, this is Martin Bookspan, speaking to you by delayed broadcast, welcoming you to another concert by the New York Philharmonic. The broadcasts are made possible by a grant from Exxon Corporation. For today's concert, guest conductor Erich Leinsdorf will be on the podium. His program will open with Studies on Themes of Paul Klee by Gunther Schuller. Then Radu Lupu will be the soloist for Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 1 in C major. Following the intermission, Mr. Leinsdorf will conduct two works by Richard Strauss, the interludes from Die Frau ohne Schatten and The Dance of the Seven Veils from Salome. To begin today's concert, Erich Leinsdorf will conduct the New York Philharmonic in five movements from Gunther Schuller's Seven Studies on Themes of Paul Klee. Gunther Schuller, who is the son of a former violinist in the New York Philharmonic, composed his Paul Klee studies in 1959 when he was 34. At that time, Schuller was active not only in classical music, but also as an arranger for the Modern Jazz Quartet and other jazz groups. He is generally conceded to be the first to give the name third stream music to works that sought to combine elements of both jazz and classical music, and many of his own compositions fall into that category. About the studies on themes of Paul Klee, Gunther Schuller has written, "Paul Klee was a fine amateur violinist, and in his thousands of paintings, he frequently used musical forms and terms. There is perhaps no artist whose work bears such a close relationship to music, and whose work, reciprocally, makes musical composition, based on it, a logical procedure." Klee was fascinated in his paintings by the possibilities of variation or fugal techniques, and rhythm and polyphony as applied to pictorial design. Schuller's studies on themes of Paul Klee consists of seven sections, from which Mr. Leinsdorf has chosen five for today's performance. Antique Harmonies, Little Blue Devil, The Twittering Machine, An Eerie Moment, and Pastoral. For the first movement, Antique Harmonies, Mr. Schuller says he has tried to preserve not only Klee's amber, ochre, and brown colors, but also the block-like shapes with which, in constant variation, Klee builds the painting. A repeated cadence, common in 14th century music, establishes the antique quality of the harmonies. For Klee's famous Cubist Demon Little Blue Devil, Schuller uses a perky, angular, jazz-like theme combined with a blues progression, occasionally distorted asymmetrically. Various shades of blue are maintained through the use of muted brass and low-register clarinets. For the third section we are to hear, The Twittering Machine, Schuller says he wanted it to do primarily one thing, namely twitter. In addition, he says, "It seems to me that a strict metrical mechanical application of latter-day serial techniques might be particularly, and I hope, humorously apt in this movement." The music for An Eerie Moment is more of a musical play on the title than on Klee's actual pen drawing. An eerie, quiet, and suppressed tension suddenly explode, only to sink back again quickly into oblivious calm. The final pastoral, subtitled Rhythms by Klee, is indeed a study in the rhythmic variations of abstract, geometric pastoral shapes. And here is Erich Leinsdorf to begin today's concert by the New York Philharmonic with five of the seven studies on themes of Paul Klee by Gunther Schuller. five movements from Studies on Themes of Paul Klee by Gunther Schiller. Erich Leinsdorf conducted the New York Philharmonic. The clarinet soloist in the final pastorale was Peter Simonauer. Several of Gunther Schiller's other works have been performed and, in fact, premiered by the New York Philharmonic, including Spectra by Dimitri Mitropoulos in 1960 and Triplum by Leonard Bernstein in 1967. Mr. Leinsdorf asked Peter Simonauer to stand, and now Mr. Leinsdorf on the podium asks all the musicians in the New York Philharmonic to rise. After some stage reseating, we'll hear the Concerto No. 1 for piano and orchestra in C major by Beethoven. The soloist will be Radu Lupu.
The McNeil-Lehrer Report is the only weeknightly newscast that focuses on one issue each evening. Just one. Whether the issue involves foreign policies or domestic politics, scientific advances, or human behavior, Robert McNeil, Jim Lehrer, and correspondent Charlene Hunter-Galt explore it in depth. To help them out, they invite the most knowledgeable, influential guests available, from presidents and heads of state to leading figures in business, science, and the arts. And through a combination of exhaustive journalistic research and incisive interviews, the viewer begins to understand the news. Time magazine called the McNeil-Lehrer Report an incomparable newscast, news with meat on its bones. The Washington Post called it a lively, provocative show, thinking news. It attempts to answer questions. Watch the McNeil-Lehrer Report every weekday night on your local PBS channel, and you too will begin to understand the news.
In just a few minutes, today's concert by the New York Philharmonic will continue with Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 1 in C major. Our soloist, Radu Lupu, is appearing with the Philharmonic for the first time since his debut with the orchestra in 1974, when he performed Mozart's C major concerto, Kürtel Listing 467, with James Conlon conducting. Just 8 years prior to that occasion, Mr. Lupu had attracted considerable attention when, as a young Moscow Conservatory student, he won the International Van Cliburn competition. In effect, reversing the honor that American pianist Cliburn had won in Moscow a decade earlier. After winning the Cliburn competition, Mr. Lupu declined a number of bids to tour the United States and Europe, and instead, he returned to his studies at the Moscow Conservatory. A year later, he won the 1967 Enescu competition in Paris, and then the 1969 Leeds piano competition in Britain. Once again, there were concert tour offers, and this time Mr. Lupu accepted them, embarking on a performing career that has continued ever since to win him international critical acclaim. Radu Lupu was born in Romania in 1945, and he began studying the piano at the age of six. He made his public debut at the age of 12 in a program that was certainly unusual for anyone of that age. It was a program of his own music. Shortly afterwards, he won a scholarship to the Moscow Conservatory, where he decided to concentrate on the piano rather than composition. In recent years, Mr. Lupu has performed with the Berlin Philharmonic, the London Symphony, the Amsterdam Concertgebouw Orchestra, the Orchestre de Paris, the Boston Symphony Orchestra, the Chicago Symphony, the Cleveland Orchestra, and the Los Angeles Philharmonic. He has also made a series of well-received recordings for London Records, including the complete cycle of the Beethoven piano concertos, not all of which have as yet been released. The concerto that Radu Lupu will perform with the New York Philharmonic today, Beethoven's Concerto in C Major, was composed in 1798, when the composer was 28. It is in the traditional three movements. The first is marked Allegro con brio, and starts in a formal Mozartian style. But then Beethoven goes his own bold way by having the soloist announce a whole new theme at his entrance, and then developing it in ways that were startlingly original for its time. The second movement, marked Largo, is perhaps closest of all the three movements to Mozart in its almost operatic, song-like flow. Of the finale, marked Rondo, Allegro Scherzando, Beethoven himself once remarked that nothing could be more unbuttoned. And indeed, it fairly bursts with Haydn-like high spirits. And here is Radu Lupu with our guest conductor, Erich Leinsdorf. And together with the New York Philharmonic, they will collaborate in a performance of the Piano Concerto No. 1 in C major by Beethoven.
Thank you.
Piano Concerto No. 1 in C Major by Beethoven, with Radu Lupu as soloist, and the New York Philharmonic, under the direction of guest conductor Erich Leinsdorf. In the first movement, incidentally, Mr. Lupu played the second of Beethoven's three cadenzas. The New York Philharmonic has recorded the Beethoven First Piano Concerto with Leonard Bernstein as both soloist and conductor for Columbia Records. Mr. Lupu recalled for a solo bow. And Mr. Lupu has recorded all the Beethoven piano concertos with the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra under the direction of Zubin Mehta. Not all of them have as yet been released. And for his part, Mr. Leinsdorf, too, has recorded the Beethoven piano concertos, conducting the Boston Symphony Orchestra with Artur Rubinstein playing the works. Radu Lupu, Erich Leinsdorf, returned. And now, the members of the orchestra rise. And our soloist and conductor clasp hands at the front of the stage and acknowledge this very warm response from the audience here at New York City's Avery Fisher Hall at Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts. Radu Lupu making his first solo appearance with the New York Philharmonic since 1974. Following the intermission, Erich Leinsdorf will return to conduct two works by Richard Strauss, the interludes from Die Frau ohne Schatten and The Dance of the Seven Veils from Salome. And now the musicians of the New York Philharmonic are all in their places on the stage here at Avery Fisher Hall. And in just a few moments, Erich Leinsdorf will return to the front of the stage and then to the podium. Here is Mr. Leinsdorf. The excerpts he will include are taken from all three acts of Die Frau ohne Schatten. And now, conducting the New York Philharmonic, Erich Leinsdorf in his own arrangement of interludes from the Strauss opera. Erich Leinsdorf has conducted the New York Philharmonic in his own concert version of the interludes from the opera Die Frau ohne Schatten, The Woman Without a Shadow, by Richard Strauss. And a special handshake for guest concertmaster Sidney Harth, who performed the meltingly beautiful violin solo. Mr. Leinsdorf will conclude the program with more orchestral music from an opera by Strauss, this Salome's Dance from the opera Salome. Strauss composed the opera, again to a libretto by Hugo von Hofmannsthal in 1905, when the composer was 41. The work created a sensation from the start and, aided by censorship furors, soon became one of his most popular and most frequently performed works. The Dance of the Seven Veils comes midway in the opera when Salome agrees to dance for King Herod in return for his promising her anything she may wish. And what she wishes for, of course, is the severed head of John the Baptist. The Dance of the Seven Veils from the opera Salome by Richard Strauss. Erich Leinsdorf conducted the New York Philharmonic. The New York Philharmonic has recorded the Dance of the Seven Veils in a performance conducted by Leonard Bernstein on the Columbia label. Erich Leinsdorf has also recorded the Dance of the Seven Veils with the Philharmonia Orchestra of London in a performance from the early 1960s, now on the Seraphim label. And Mr. Leinsdorf walks into the ranks of the wind and brass sections of the Philharmonic as he asks various principal players to rise, acknowledging their solo performances in the Dance of the Seven Veils. Erich Leinsdorf is also the conductor of a complete recording of the opera Salome on the RCA label with Montserrat Caballé in the title role. And it was Montserrat Caballé who gave a most memorable account of the final scene from Salome with the New York Philharmonic under the direction of Zubin Mehta during the Philharmonic's first appearances at the Berkshire Music Festival at Tanglewood during the summer of 1979.